This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Read minds here. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. Thank you very much. Okay, we're live at Richardson Bar and Grill, and we're handing out G-Bag Nation flags while they last. I'm pretty sure we have about 20 or 25 in there. Should have enough to make it to the end of the show, but we've given away a ton already here at Richardson Bar and Grill. And we're now standing by for Eric Kendricks, the Eric Kendricks Show here on your home of the Cowboys every Thursday at around 5 o'clock. It just depends on, you know, how long meetings and walkthroughs go. So we'll get Eric Kendricks here on the line in just a second, brought to you by Keurig and by Dr. Pepper. So salute to those sponsors. It's always great to catch up with the Cowboys linebacker here on a Thursday. And here's the Chief with more football content. Yes, Wolchuk?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
All right, that's all the time I need, honestly, cool. If we're being real about it. It's about twice the time, actually. Let's go ahead and acknowledge the fact that in the offseason, Antonio Pierce and company, and maybe even dating back all the way to last year, talking about playing Patrick Mahomes with Michael Jordan-style rules, roughing him up in a big way. They had a Pat Mahomes, like, ventriloquist doll or something out there at training camp with the Raiders, and they were tackling him and doing some weird stuff, voodoo style. But now it's Raiders and Chiefs week. And apparently the NFL has responded to Antonio Pierce by quietly sticking the referee who calls the number one most roughing the passer penalties in the sport to be the headband for this particular matchup. So that's going to take the wind out of the sails of Raider Nation for sure. They were looking to rough up their division foe, the current GOAT at quarterback Pat Mahomes. But the NFL said, not so fast, my friend. Here's the number one roughing call ref in the sport.
Do we know who the ref is?
What is his name? Let me go take a look.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. You know, just unimportant questions.
Josh Reynolds story that's going on right now?
What's going on with Josh Reynolds?
So Josh Reynolds is on the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
And apparently, I guess this must have been last Friday in Denver, he got shot in the back of the head leaving a strip club.
No way.
What?
This is just breaking?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
So a statement from the team, Josh Reynolds was a victim of a shooting on Friday in Denver and received treatment for minor injuries. Out of respect for the legal process, we will defer further comments on this matter to the authorities. I assume he's okay. We have not heard that he is deceased. That would probably mean that he is okay. But holy crap, like, you get shot in the back of the head.
That's crazy. Tough transition, but I believe Eric Kendricks is now joining us now.
Yeah. All righty. Brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. Eric Kendricks, Cowboys linebacker, joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Eric, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Well, it's 49ers week. I thought we could start with, you know, talking about your background as a Northern California guy and how you look at the Niners here, just with your general outlook.
Yeah, I'm more of a Central California guy, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Fresno right in the middle. But at the same time, you know, obviously I played against them a ton. All my friends growing up, not all of them, but I had a lot of split friends between, you know, the Raiders, Niners. So very familiar with the team. And, yeah, excited to play them.
What kind of an environment you think you guys are in for Sunday night?
Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like it's a great fan base, you know, going to be a good environment, rowdy for sure. But night game in Frisco, it's obviously a rivalry as well, so it should be an interesting one.
Eric, we've missed you, and the team missed you against the Lions. I know that had to be tough for you to sit out. I'll be real with you. We're out here at Richardson Bar and Grill for an appearance, for a remote show. Got a little liquid courage here.
Yeah.
You playing on Sunday, man? We need you.
I'm just gonna keep working this week. You know, I'm gonna give you the general answer, but at the same time, you know, I'm doing everything I can to feel as good as I can.
Okay, with that being said, obviously this is your first year with the Cowboys. Cowboys have a history with San Francisco. And the rivalry goes deep, deep. But recent years, obviously the Niners have seemed to have the Cowboys' number. You're a leader. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody on this defense, even being year one. How do you balance being a leader to this defense, but also maybe not having been here for the wars against the 49ers in the past, and maybe some boogeyman type of tendencies that might be in the head of the Cowboys entering this game?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, every year is a new year. You know, obviously there's some history, and it's a common opponent. But at the same time, you know, we got to go out there and play free. You know, this is a great opportunity. You know, this is one of the, you know, better teams in the league the past, you know, X amount of years. So, you know, it's a Sunday night football game. So what do you want to do? You want to show up or you know, not? Better get ready.
Yes. I imagine you guys are chomping at the bit coming out of the bye. Eric Kendricks with you here on 105 Through the Fan. And speaking of the bye, Eric, how was your bye? Did you get some time away, relax with the family?
It was good. You know, I stayed local. Got a lot of body work in, but I did have some family come in town. So, you know, I definitely got some needed R&R. But, you know, had to get a lot of body work and stuff, obviously, following the week prior.
Now, you're talking about your body, right? Not a Bondo job on one of your classic cars or something.
No, but
that's what I was going to ask, yeah.
No, but I was actually cooking a little bit during the bye week, you know. You know, I woke up one morning and, you know, my son was a little bit fussy. He was hungry. And my wife was like, oh, yeah, you know, he usually wants French toast. And I was like, what?
Yes.
I'm like, French toast? She's like, yeah, you know, if you want to make it with the cream cheese. And then I started being like, hold on. I'll make the French toast. You know, I got that. I'll handle that. But, like, I'm not going to do this pumpkin spice French toast for the seasons for him.
Yeah. We're not doing the stuffed French toast.
He's a year
toast.
And a half old.
Fancy, you know, here.
He's a year and a half old. He's going to enjoy what I make for him, hopefully.
Good taste, though.
But he crushed it.
I would detect that maybe that the missus wanted the French toast and hope that you're making it for the kid, but not going to eat it all. And
no.
now she gets to get involved with that, right?
No, that's what you think, but I made French toast for one person in the house only, not for myself, you know, not for not for my in-laws, not for my wife, you know, just for my son, who's...
I hear you.
You know,
yeah, I make French toast for my daughter every day, and it's become quite a routine. But I was going to ask you, for you personally, French toast, pancakes, or waffles, what is the best breakfast bread?
It has to be French toast, and it has to be on a good slice of bread. You know, I think it's crucial. And I think if I would go number two, it would be a waffle, but I like a thin waffle. I like a really flat, thin waffle. Lots of grooves. Yeah, lots of grooves in it. Nice and buttered up. But I'm a fan of all three, to be honest.
So not a thick Belgium.
Not a thick Belgium. I like a thin, you know, I don't know if anybody's been to Roscoe's, but it's
Roscoe's. There you go.
So you can probably tell, Eric, you've been around here. The Cowboys get a lot of attention, you know, nationally. And one of the stories this week was about former players saying that around the star, it can be kind of a distraction with, like, tours coming around and the focus isn't about football. What has been your sort of year one initial observations or takeaways from working at the star and how different it might be from your previous stops?
Yeah, you know, it's a different ballgame. You know, I feel like obviously there's, more attention in a sense, you know, more media, obviously, more fandom. Football in Texas is just a bigger deal in general. But, yeah, you know, I feel like along with anything, you know, you got to just adjust and figure it out as a pro. Obviously, you know, there's going to be distractions that come up along the way, but the best you can, you got to filter them out.
Hey, Eric, I've been watching the 49ers just trying to get an idea for our pregame shows and stuff, and I'm just kind of curious, though, that teams that run all these crossers, how difficult is that dealing with a team that's kind of an intermediate throwers, a lot of crossers? What is that like for a linebacker to have to prep for each week?
Yeah, I feel like it just depends where our progression's at in the mix of that. But the reason why it's usually hard is because the DBs are having to, you know, guard a guy coast to coast, you know, sideline to sideline.
Sure.
And they're just running away from their leverage. But that's when the backers come in, because we got to, you know, we got to help on the underneaths so we can kind of like, you know, buy them time. And then hopefully our pass rush gets there. But, you know, it gets tricky when it's, you know, when it's a good run game mixed with the play action, you know, vice versa, you know. So that's where you see, you know, some success.
A lot's been made about the Cowboys playing young players, and that's not a secret.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to linebacker, either you've got Marvin Overshown, who's essentially a rookie, and Maris Liefau as well. How do you think about the development? Like, how are these young guys coming along?
No, you know, they're coming along great. You know, I feel like you know, their attitude, mindset is definitely there. You know, obviously they're going to be seeing more and more looks as the season goes on and learning more ball. But you know, I feel like they're as a rookie, you don't want to have to, like, what's the word? You don't want to have to, like, motivate them to do, you know, to go harder or, like, to, like, you know, have aggression or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about that. You know, you more have to just, you know, pull the reins back and be like, oh, no, we need to slow it down right here. We need to, you know, get our eyes better and this and that. So, you know, the aggressive part and the tenacity is definitely there, you know, but I think that, you know, as the season goes on, I can't wait to see these boys get even better and better.
Mike McCarthy was asked today, like, can you still accomplish your team goals? And he chose to talk about how young and inexperienced the team is. Is there any sort of a pullback from, hey, maybe we're more of a developmental team than we knew coming out of camp for you?
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, you adjust as the season goes on. But, you know, I feel like there's no excuse, really, you know. It's just this is the team, and we got to work with it. So, you know, if young guys got to play and learn, then they got to play and learn. And, you know, the vets got to step up, and everybody in between, you know, you got to rise to the occasion.
I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit, Eric, because we have Eric Hendricks here on our player show on 105.3 The Fan of the G-Bag Nation on just, like, the film study. I played some audio earlier in the show of Luke Kuechly that some of my co-hosts might not have loved, but I thought it was super interesting when it came to he tries to match what he sees on tape, maybe a check, and then goes back to the actual, like, TV copy to try and hear, like, the verbals from the quarterback on some of the checks. What's the film study like for you as you prepare for a game week against, say, Brock Purdy and the 49ers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I like to – me personally, you know, I go through first and second downs, third downs, but what I like to do is I like to take the call sheet and just kind of, like, as I'm watching a play, you know, some plays are more, you know, I don't want to say basic, but some plays are more – common. So, you know, I watch them, you know, see what the linemen are doing, you know, see how the running back is hitting it, and then, you know, I'll go to the next one. But then there's some route concepts or something like that, I'll go through the playbook. So I'll have my call sheet, and I'll you know, it's a 3x1, I'll be like, okay, how does this match up versus this play? Okay, how does this match up versus this play? Okay, where do I align versus this play? So I'll just go down the line, and you know, as I prepare, you know, as I'm watching, you know, I'm preparing for each look just mentally by going through the playbook in my head.
We like to talk about bye week adjustments and added wrinkles and things like that. Eric, is that overstated or is there something to that?
No, it's definitely a real thing. You know, you got to self-scout a little bit. You got to, you know, find new ways to attack and to, you know, be fresh. So that's definitely a real thing. And also, you know, it's definitely a real thing watching TV copies as well. I know that was the last question, but
yeah.
So what do you watch the TV copy for, to see what they're saying about you? Or?
You know, you can get you know, whether it's a hand signal, whether it's, you know, some quarterbacks lick their hand before they throw it, you know, little things like that, like little tips, you know, code words. You can hear offensive linemen sometimes talking. Sometimes it's just the announcers, you know, just blabbing on and on, so you can't really hear anything or get anything from it. But you know, sometimes you can.
Hey, Eric, real quick, I want to ask you, are you on the field goal block team by any chance?
I'm not.
Okay, well, maybe pass this along. I was watching their holder. He taps the ground when he's ready for the center to snap. And as soon as he taps the ground, the ball's coming. So if you're on the sidelines, I just was watching their special teams film, and I was curious about trying to get a rush on these guys because the Steelers have been blocking a lot of field goals. I'm curious, like, what are they looking at? And for the 49ers, when the holder taps the ground, center, the ball's coming. So I didn't know it. Maybe I was thinking a little.
Let's go.
I'm just giving you a little scouting.
Don't give it away, Brian. That should be a private text.
But I just noticed that. Every time he taps the ground, the ball's there. That's what he does. So
love it.
Maybe that's their way of signaling, snap the ball ready. Here we go.
It's Eric Kendricks with you here on The Fan. I love that, Brian, the former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, with you every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation. So you were talking about the self-scouting stuff, and, you know, Mike McCarthy has introduced this across the hall to us in the media, where at bye week the offense talks to the defense and defense talks to the offense. Were you involved in that? And you know, what would you say if they were like, man, we need more points. What do we do here?
Oh, yeah. No, we were involved with that, but we were, you know, I wasn't, like, in the offensive type of meeting. You know, it was more of, like, the offensive people were in the defensive meeting. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
But, yeah, you know, I know defense. I don't know.
I mean, know,
I can act like I can know some offense or what would be, you know. But mainly I just know things that could, you know, I guess be challenging for me on defense. So, I guess, you know, in a way. But, you know, yeah, no.
Okay, well, what makes the 49ers offense so challenging? Because I know you haven't been here, but this offense has been something where there has been no answer for the most part from this Cowboys defense when it comes to all the motion, the running schemes. I mean, we're very nervous about Jordan Mason and this rushing attack this week, Eric.
Don't be nervous. At the same time, I feel like the reason why it's so good is because it's so consistent as far as, like, the main looks you're going to get over and over and over, and they're consistent with it. But then they have the little wrinkles off those looks, you know, the little adjustments, the little, you know, someone's going down, you know, six times in a row, and then they go down a little bit, and then they come out, you know, you get caught. So it's like that's the key, is to get them in the favorable down and distances, so we can light them up.
We were marveling at the quarterback sneak for a touchdown play that they had versus the Chiefs, where they're pulling guys in different directions and then just doing the QB sneak. Have you ever seen that done before?
I don't know. You know, I've seen a lot of, you know, weird, crazy things. But, yeah, you know, people get creative for sure these days.
You mentioned the quarterbacks that lick their fingers. Which quarterback is most synonymous with being the guy that licks his fingers the most?
I would say that was like a big A-Rod key.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, North. Yeah, that can be a tick after, you know, all those hallucinogens and whatnot.
But you self scout, so you pick up on those things and then you just do it, and then you run the ball and it's like, oh, okay, we got to stop looking at that.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes one play to nullify it.
I remember one time we were like, if they do, like, we were playing Philadelphia and we were like, if they do this, it is a pass, like, 100% of the time, like, every time. And, you know, we were a couple games in, and we were like, we seen that first one. They ran. Oh, my gosh. It was a run. They did it twice in a row, and we were like, all right, we got to stop. We can't go by that anymore.
That's awesome.
Because they just got us.
So you played with Nick Vigil in Minnesota, and now you're playing with him again here in Dallas. Did you ever get a salt and pepper call when you both were on the field, maybe together in Minnesota, as the offense was trying to adjust to you guys?
No, we have a play, you know, like that, but it's not directed towards us or anything like that. But you know, Nick's my guy. You know, I played with him. It's my second year playing with him, but you know, obviously we went back to Minnesota, you know, he played really well for us there. Smart guy, you know. I think this is his ninth year in the league as well, so a lot of experience.
Okay, the last question I want to ask you is about Uncrustables. There was a massive story in The Athletic about the amount of Uncrustables that are eaten for NFL teams. The Cowboys were kind of in the bottom five when it came to Uncrustables consumed. But is this a thing for you throughout your NFL career? You're just smashing a bunch of Uncrustables?
I actually have seen them tons of times in the locker room, and I see them everywhere. But I don't eat peanut butter, so I'm not. I've never been an Uncrustable guy. I won't start.
Is that an allergy related deal?
No, it's more of a preference.
You don't like peanut butter. You don't like peanut butter, right?
It's a strong flavor. You know, anything with peanut butter in it, it's overtaking whatever it's in. And I'm not a fan. So I'm probably going to help those numbers as far as the Uncrustables, you know, not being eaten. But every team that I've been on, they've been just getting crushed.
And then one final thing. We'll see you Sunday night, right, in the lineup?
you will see me working hard to get back.
Good answer. Yeah. Eric, we love you.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. Have a great weekend.
Take it easy.
Cheers. Eric Kendricks with you here on 105 Through the Fan, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. We are live at Richardson Bar and Grill here on Campbell Road. GBAG Nation flags, yes, we have them. Let me put them up on the table here. We're at the broadcast position if you're looking for them. We're back with the Expressway and a Mavs opening night edition of a rim session here. It's the GBAG Nation live with you on 105.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.